Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you mivein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin Hey, and we're holding at the second line at the two dots. So the Mishnah continued to say that in Sovinat Pesach, if you're using metal, didn't say metal openly, but it said basically on a Shpud Valazkala, which are almost always made of metal, so therefore we just assume it's made of metal. And an Askel, of course, always made of metal. So it's got to be referring to a problem of using metal. We already explained what's the problem. The problem is that the heat of the metal, whichever part of it is in the fire, since metal is a good conductor, is going to actually cook without exposure directly to the flames. Then it goes on to say that Rabbi Yitzchak said, oh, there was a Maisa, where actually Tavi Avlov of Rabbi Gamliel was told to put it on the grill. So I asked the Gemara, I understand, Maseli story, you're bringing a story which proves the opposite of the statement that you made before you said the story. That's not the way we normally do things, you say. And actually, we do in order to alert you to the fact that there's a piece of information missing. In Chisiri Mechasra, the Mishnah is missing the following line, that you're meant to insert yourself. If this is a grill that has wide spaces between the parts of it, which I'll talk about in a moment, so it has, it's more of a reshet, more of a screen than it is an actual metal, then it would be okay. Now Rashi learns that what that means is not what we would think a grill is at all, but basically it's a type of grill that has very wide spaces between the metal, and the point of it is that you're able to hang these little, what do they call them when they take a in Hebrew they call them shpudei. They call them like shpudei. Yes, yes, so instead. Skewers. Right, not a spit. A spit is the long, but a skewer. So it's meant for putting meat on a skewer and then putting the skewer into like a little indentation. Yeah, so it's a shish kebab thing, which basically isn't adding all that much. But all it's saying is that instead of requiring that it has to be up and down in the way that we had it before, if you put the meat on top of an askala, it's also good. The Rambam, however, learns that it does mean a regular grill, and the point of it is that since on, it's referring to a grill that has a lot of nikkavim, and it's a very thin piece of metal, so by the time the metal would be able to impact the carbon, the heat from the fire directly is already there, and in that case, you don't have a large piece of metal that is cooking and bringing heat from elsewhere. That's not a stira to the issue of tzli h. Now, the Ravid asks from the Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on, actually, that speaks of even part of the carbon pesach being in touch with the edge of the tanur, that part becomes possible. He says, why is this any different? And obviously, because the Mishnah points out, it obviously is different, because here you have the flames are looking around the whole thing. You don't say the part that's on the little piece of metal is not called tzliyesh. Fine. So now, we bring, based on that, Sirei Mechasra comes along, Tzadik Tasei Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel Shono Tavi Yavah. Yes, indeed, this is what happened in Rabbi Gamliel's home, where he told Tavi Yavah, but obviously it wasn't in his home, unless he was in Yerushalayim, and he told him, Tzei V'tzalela Natapesach Ala Askala Minu Kevet. In other words, referring to an actual example of the case that the Mishnah left as a Chisrei Mechasra. Boi Minei Rav Chinina Bar Idi Mirav Ada Bar Ahava. What would be the din of a oven that you made it very, very hot, utilizing isurei hana'ah? So you had shells of various things that had grown on trees of orla, and you heated up the tanur, and then any remaining pieces of the klipei orla were swept out, and then you go ahead and you put in some bread, utilizing the heat that came from the klipei orla that's in the tanur. Now, we had bichlal a machloket earlier about the issue of yesh shevach etzim bepach. We need to actually view the material from which the flames had come from as being part of the direct baking process. And therefore, there would be a problem of Isurei Hana'ah. According to one man d'amar, and that's Rebbe actually, he said before that it's usur if the wood is in there. Would he have said the same thing if I had swept out every last bit of the etzim? That's my question. And we'll see. The reason he's asking this question is because he knows what he's going to be told, and he has a question on what he's going to be told from our Mishnah. So this is all basically a setup. So he says, what's the deal? So Rav Ada Bar Ahava told him, well, I mean, the whole machloket that we had over there was where we actually have the Yisurei Hana present. But in this case, so you took everything out, so then it's a mutar. Omar Leia, I thought you would say that. The Omar of Kinnas Saba, Omar of Asi, Omar of Yochan, I got a problem. And the problem is Binogea Korban Pesach. There it says that if you have a tanur, shehisiku, you've got it all heated up, and then you took out any remnants of wood. Now you have no flame, but heat of the flame that had been in there. If you go ahead and you're tzola the Pesach in it, that is not called tzoliyesh, and obviously we've seen really in the Mishnah. The Braita makes it very clear, and this is why it's especially important to us, how do we know that? How do we know that tzoliyesh doesn't mean something that is cooked from a source of flame, as opposed, let's say, to something that's cooked in the sun, or something that's barbecued with radioactivity, we'll have the case later on, and so on and so forth. So what would be the din? Why are we so sure this is not tzli'esh? Shenema tzli'esh tzli'esh teibami. The only way we know this is because since we have two separate psukim, one is v'achlu et ha-basar v'layla zet tzli'esh, metzot ha-manorim, et cetera, and the other is al tochlu mimenu na'avasha ki'im tzli'esh. So the Torah has told us two times, I insist that it be specifically tzli'esh, and therefore don't take your assumptions that as long as it comes from a fire, it's enough. We need the actual presence of the fire. Now, what I want to point out to you, and why this is a question on the answer you just gave me about Kli Peorla, about bread, nothing to do with Korban Pesach, obviously, time to go to Rachman, it's Li'esh, Li'esh, Te'pa'amim. So how do we know that a heated tanur is not called Esh? Because the Torah is specified by the Korban Pesach twice that it needs to be the presence of the fire. But suppose it wouldn't have said so. Allah go to Rachman, what would I have said? My natural inclination would have taken the meaning of the word tzli'esh to be, well, the fire is here, it's just that it's been turned, the energy has been turned into heat, which was absorbed by the tanur, but it's still called tzli'esh. In which case, if you hold like Rebbe that yesh shevach etzim bepat, and the tanur here was heated b'kli peorla, so there's the surah anaha. You see from here, it doesn't matter whether the kli peorla are present or not present, unless you have to psukim that repeat it, but I mean, this is just a normal case. Omar lay, so he answered him, well, what's the problem? Says Rubada Barabba. I mean, once the Torah came along, that when I say Esh, I mean Esh. It has to be in the presence of the Esh. So then we learn how to call a Torah Kula. This has supreme value, this drasha for the Mati. Is Esh still Esh? Or is it heated mitah? Now, Ibaidema, or. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Or I could say that actually there's no comparison between the two issues at all. The only reason I need an extra pasuk over there is because we're dealing with a different problem. The only reason that over there I needed to say twice tzli'esh, and had I only said it once, I would have assumed that this is sufficient. That's because what did the Torah say over there? Esh. The entire focus is esh. Is this H or is it not H? So I would have guessed it's H. Thank you. Does H have something to do with the issue of Orla? By the issue of Orla, the Torah said a fire is Osir? No, the wood of Orla is Osir. That comes from pre-Orla. What in the world does the question of H have to do with the question of wood? When I'm telling you, if you got rid of all of the wood, then you got rid of the wood. Why is that an extension of the din of H? So over there, it's a din in Esh. Avalocha etzim di surah kakapi brahman. The Torah was matbid on the wood that comes from Perot of Orla. Do you see any wood of Perot of Orla? No. Halet no. That's all I told you. According to the Mandam, yesh shevach etzim bapa. This is not called shevach etzim. Etzim does not equal energy. H equals energy. You're telling me that the energy is now shifted into heat movement inside of a tanur? That's still the same energy. You're going to tell me it's still the same wood? What's the comparison, Bikla? Brilliant. Tony Rabban, how about if you took the side of a Korban Pesach and you turn it into lamb chops? You cut it up, you know, before you cook it. Cut it up and you put it on the coals, directly on the coals, on the fire. Is that considered to be tzli'esh?
Works for me.
Broiled lamb chops. You know, after the first 3 kilo, let's see what you say.
All it needs is kazayit.
Make sure you join a big chabur.
Yeah.
So If you put it on the gefilin, Rebbe says, what's the problem? Omer ani shezet sliyesh. As far as I'm concerned, it's perfectly good sliyesh. It tastes pretty good too. So lomit romi l'rav achtavoy barami l'rav chista. Now, what we want to see is, in other places where the Torah was marked, this is a very fascinating sugya. So we go through all of the different places where the Torah is marked on fire. And we want to see whether coal is considered to be fire. So let's start with one of the most striking, is as you'll recall, when it comes to the Din of Tzara'at, we have two sugyas that are literally word for word, except for one word. One sugya is a tzara'at that appears in skin that has been damaged by a mikvat eish. And the other is tzara'at that appears in skin that has been damaged by a shechin. Now, the only difference between them is that one is caused by eish, mikvat eish, and the other one is caused by some other damage to the skin. And they're exactly the same halachas. And as the Gemara says, why did the Torah repeat it? To tell me they're not mitzaref. One is not mitzaref for the other. So if I have a gris of tzara'at on a wound that is next to a place where you had a burn, and there's another half a gris on the burn, they're not mitzaref with each other. Now, that is very important for us to establish what is considered to be a burn and what is considered not to be a burn.
A boil,
exactly. No, that's not a... It's not a play on words. It's exactly called the heat of the shechin. Shechin means hot. Shechuna. Shana shechuna. A boil is a boil. It's not a play on words.
But we automatically think that if it comes from Barnea, it's a play on words.
Barnea thinks if it comes from Barnea, it's a play on words. That's the
problem.
There you go. We started off at the
beginning. Yeah.
We should have conceded defeat right
there. Yeah.
So, Esther Bhaktavoy, could Rebbe have really said something like that? Miyam Rebbe Gechalim are called Eish. Ramin, the Torah specified the Parsha Michvat Eish. Now, I would have thought, this is only if he was burned on an open fire. Suppose he came into contact with the skin with a hot coal. Michvat Begechelet. Or suppose he comes into contact with hot ash, remnants, embers. Seed roteach, boiling lime that had been heated up for processing, or gypsis roteach, which is also a type of lime stucco chemical.
Remnants cool. Really from olives?
What?
Is remnants only from olives or any type of ash?
No, actually, it's bedafka not from olives. Because the ones from I shouldn't say that. It depends on the sugya at the end. Right? The olives are self oxidizing. So it doesn't need to be heated from elsewhere. So, okay, we'll see that, yes, it does include that in the end. But the only thing that we take out is radioactive heating. We don't take out chemical heating, even if it's not an open kind of flame. So we'll see. So, yes, we can be Mekayim Remetz as including that. So there, Kol Davar Haba Min Ha'or, and anything that comes from a fire. And that fire includes even hot water. So if you take hot water, and you got burned by hot water when you're drinking your coffee, how do we know that that would be considered a mikvah, and in terms of the dirim of tzara'at, would be part of the set of mikvot? Talmud lomar, mikvah, mikvah, riba. Therefore, the Torah repeats, surprisingly, the same pasuk, or basar kiyeh bo'oro mikvat esh, v'ayta mikhyat ha-mikvah, instead of saying mikvat, the oro. So that is marba, additional types of heating that cause burns. Now, suppose the Torah had not repeated itself. So time it to Rabbi Rachman and Michva Michva. The only reason we're including contact with a hot coal as being a burn is because of the repetitive Michva. But had it not repeated itself, hello Rabbi Rachman and Michva Michva, my natural inclination would have been to say, coals? Coals are not Aish. So where did Rebbe get the din of saying that, well, what's the problem with having lamb chops on the coals? There's a very big problem. Omar Lay, he answered him, says Rav Chista Rav Achtavoy Barami, you misunderstand. This is not referring to coals, what you would call a coal, meaning a barbecue coal that comes from wood that's been heated and burned. This is talking about metallic coals that have been heated, they're heated metal. They're not burning. Gachelet shel eitz, that is coming from burning. It itself is burning, right? I didn't need a pasuk to tell me that that's a fire. What else is it? Of course it's a fire.
Two kinds of coals.
One is oxidizing. Metal isn't oxidizing. It's heated from elsewhere. So therefore, What I need the reboy for over here is something that is heated from elsewhere. Yes, of course. Did Rebbe say you could take your carbon pesach and put it on a hot piece of metal? No, we know that that's not good. He says you could put it on a hot coal, meaning a barbecue coal. That's a piece of wood that is burnt up now. Now it's oxidizing. That is reasonable to call a fire. Yes. And you don't need a pasuk for that. Obviously, that would be called a mikvah pesach. When we're looking for additions from the extra word mikvah, it means like hot water type of additions. That is to say, a different material that is heated by fire, such as a piece of metal coal. Fine. So there, we're talking with... No, wait a minute. Now you're really confusing me. You're telling me that if I wouldn't have had a ribui of mikveh, this is so fascinating, because we go from sugya to sugya, where each thing is mashka the opposite of the thing before. So now you're telling me that heated metal is not called fire. I need a dafka, an additional mikveh. So then why is it that when it comes to the din of sreifa, we are chayev to kill someone in Beit Din with a death called sreifa, like a bat kohen? Tisarek. What's the din? Do we make a big bonfire and burn the witch? No. What do? We heat metal. And that is called Srefat Eish. Ba'esh. It says over there, Ba'esh Tisaref. So how, if you're claiming that hot metal is not fire, how is hot lead fire? And yet it says over there, by Bat Kohen, where it says, Ba'esh Tisaref, the armor of Matna, we take P'tielasha Avar Hayasimna, we would take a boiling hot container of lead, and we would pour it down her throat and burn her from the inside, and she'd die instantly. Yes, of course, but that's because in the pasuk it says, Ba'esh Tisaref, that Tisaref adds anything, Kol Srefot about Min Ha'esh. That would mean anything that comes from the heat of the fire. Oh, is that so? So then, Kol Shekein, the fire? I mean, if it's only an extension of the Din of Eish, so we should easily be Yotzei by putting her on the pyre and turning her into a witch burning. So we could certainly be Nakifla Chavilei Zimorod. We could surround her with all types of beautiful Lag BaOmer fires. I just see the kids all over Yerushalayim. V'nakle, not nakla, let us burn her. Well, no, you see, because when it says Tisaref, we learn out Srefa, Srefa, Mibnei Aharon. That is Xerashava, just like by Bnei Aharon, as we saw in the Gemara. We see that when it says Srefa, it means Shnei Chutim Shal Esh Yatsurmina Mizbeah. Move into their nostrils and kill them from the inside. Srefat Neshama. But their bodies were untouched. So Srefat Neshama V'guf Kayam. So too, Srefa over here means Srefat Neshama V'guf Kayam. And therefore, you cannot surround her with wood and burn her in a pyre. Okay, but where do you get the idea that we should use hot metal? I mean, maybe we should just use hot water. Hot metal seems like an awful difficult way to play rock. I mean, to burn the bat kohen. So now that Kami Ha'ur, why not just make hot water? Well, you don't want to put it in hot water. I mean, Mishum Derav Nachman. Nachman says, remember, Omer Krav Yahav to Lareacha Kamocha. I mean, if you got to kill somebody, do it nicely, you know. So Baror Lo Mita Yafa, you wouldn't want to be killed by having hot water poured on you, would you? So therefore, the thing to do
is with lead.
Much lead. Lead is instantaneous. No, of course, it's absolutely instantaneous. So Baror Lo Mita Yafa, it's a nice way to kill someone. Wait a minute. So then why did we need the Gzeirah Shavah? I don't get it. You're telling me I know from Reb Nachman that I cannot use hot water. So it means anyway I figured out that the nicest way to kill her would be to kill her with hot lead. So then why do I need the Gzeirah Shavah to Bnei Aharon in the first place? Obviously this is the nicest way to kill her. So then the Gzeirah Shavah Lonely. No, because don't you understand, if you didn't have the Gzeirah Shavah, I would have thought that's not even called burning her. I mean, what? Burn her from the inside. I mean, she's untouched. So maybe Srefat Neshama V'Guf Kayam is not called Srefa at all. So basically, I still need to know that that's called Srefa. Now, how do I know that it's not allowed to do the hot water deal, then I know from Rav Nachman, I wouldn't be able to figure that out before. So I would have said to myself, well, what about the Haftal Recha Kamocha? Haftal Recha Kamocha means make a big fire and throw it into it. You know, don't roast her slowly over the open flames. But Imishum Rav Nachman, it would simply mean Nefush Lachavilez Murot Tova, Kihecha de Tamut Ba'agala. You let her die quickly. Gamash Malan, then no, that's not the way to kill her at all. And therefore, you will use something from the inside. What do you use from the inside? Comes along now, Rav Nachman say, not hot water, but hot metal. So wait a minute. But then now we know all of our information without needing the word Ba'esh. Because I already learned it out for Bnei Aharon. And I learned it out for Rav Nachman. And you're telling me, well, I need a ribuy that even if it isn't fire, forget about fire. I now know exactly what to do. Ah, you're right. You do. But how about radioactively heated lead? Would you be Yotze? Or must you use a chemical fire? That's what I need H for. Suppose you find a mine where the lead is heated to the point of melting by radioactive decay. You take that lead and you pour it down her throat. Would you be Yotze? No. Why do I know no? Because the Torah said Be'esh. And Be'esh does not include radioactivity. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeir. So now I got another problem. Each sugya is goring another limud from a different sugya. It's really beautiful because only through all of the references throughout the Torah of Eish and its extensions do we come out understanding clearly what we're marked on. Are you saying that if it says the words Be'esh Tisarev, that is marba, anything that would come from a fire, even including, you're saying, hot water, hot lead? But what about by the Parim HaNisrafim? So we have a mitzvah to burn some of the korbanot, and it says over there, V'saraf oto aleitzim Be'esh. You have to burn it in the fire. Okay, so here we're back to our fire issue again, right? And over there it also says visaraf. So you say wherever you use the lashon of sreifa, it means an extension of fire, and you'd be allowed to use anything heated by a fire. Now, according to that, you should be able to boil up your lime, you know, and then cook the parim hanisrafim by burning them in a hot lime. And yet it says Beferush, Betanya, Ba'esh Kisaref means that it says over there, Besarafato Ba'esh, Tafka Esh, the Lobe Sidroteach, the Lobe gives Sidroteach. You cannot use something heated by fire. Oh, my line, nah, please. Achi Hashta, what kind of comparison? Look at the structure of the pasuk. Where it says Ba'esh and then Tisaref. The Tisaref is an addition, an extension to the Esh. Age and all that allowed you to be tisareh from the age. And that's therefore marbe. Very similar to the din of the prat and klal. It comes along the klal and it's marbe. Anything that would be applicable. But here, where it talks about the din of the parim hanisrafim, what does it say? It says first, v'saraf oto al etzim, ba'esh. Okay, so then the ba'esh is coming to define. When I say v'saraf, what do I mean? How to be v'saraf? To be v'saraf, dafka ba'esh, v'sof esh, l'memra de'esh, in midiakrin alo. And that's the whole point. It would be like a klal and a prat kind of thing, where the prat is coming to define. Oh, Sir Richard! The prat is coming to define the way in which this is achieved. The Gemara, but by the Parim HaNisrafim we have another pasuk that also puts Sreifa at the end of the pasuk, and therefore it should come to be Marv additional Sreifot. And that's the end of that pasuk of Eish. So this seems to close with Yisareif. No. That Yisareif is coming to tell me something else entirely. It is not meant to be an extension of the opening of Ba'esh v'sarafoto ala itzim Ba'esh. Then al shefach hadesh and yisareif, meaning extend that esh. That's not the point. Al shefach hadesh and yisareif is to extend the shefach hadesh, not to extend the esh. And that comes to teach me now. Who yisareif? Mi boy le kiratanya. What if there is no deshen in the shefach hadesh? Would you be Yotze the Sreifa of the Parim HaNisrafim, or must there be other ash in the place where you burn them? In other words, it's not called the Shefach HaDeshen. And there it comes to tell me Yisareif, Af Al Pi She'ein Sham Deshen Yisareif. That is coming to tell me an extension of Deshen. Okay, fine. if somehow or other they had cleared away the Shefach HaDesh beforehand, it would still be called the Shefach HaDesh. Another limud of Yisarev is not that it's coming to add what it is that you use for Yisarev, but it's being mechay of you to continue to work on burning it, even though I managed to get the entire thing lit. So I could say, okay, fine, now I can walk away and go back home. Most of it is on fire and I'll allow it to burn. No, it's up to you to continue working until you see that the whole thing is reduced to ash. Ravina says, look, the whole approach to the original question of that original question on Rebbe is a mistake. That you thought that we needed to have the mikvat esh, and it's only because we have the additional mikvat that we now include the gachelet. And you had to answer, no, there's a difference. Which gachelet? Gachelet shall matechet, it's referring to. And that's not what gachelet usually means. I'll tell you, it's simply, you read it wrong. You put the comma in the wrong place, you know? So, what do they say? This, eat up, grandma. Or, eat up, grandma. Commas save lives. And therefore, this comma...
Only you can prevent eating grandma.
this comma changes the entire meaning of your drasha. It should say like this. This is the correct way to use it. Michvat H. Ein li ela shenichva be'esh be'gachelet, comma. Nichva be'remet v'sid roteach, be'givsis roteach, u'b'chol davar abba machmat ha'or, latuye chamea or minayet ha'malona michva b'chariba. According to this, gachelet was included in esh in the first place. You have to come into some kind of artificial distinction and pretend that the brayta was referring to a gachelet. It's not usually the word gachelet. Gachelet shal matach. Rava's got another problem. Rava, is it really true that Rebbe said Gichalim, making now delicious lamb chops on the coals, is considered to be kosher for the karpes because it's ikrei esh? V'raminu, gachale. Now here we're talking about another place where the Torah wants gachalim, and very close to our time of the year, because it says v'lakach melo hamachte gachale esh. So when the Kohen, all the Kohanim are shaking their heads, we're getting ready for the Aveda. You can see that they all believe that they're becoming Malo, but that's okay. That's the way it should be. So he takes Malo HaMachta Gachale Eish, brings it into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So there we have another fascinating place where Eish is put together with Gachelet. And here's exactly the place to look for whether Rebbe is on target or not. So Rebbe claims that Gachelet is an Eish, right? Okay. Let's see whether that fits into the Diak and the Pasuk. It says over there in the Bright. It says H, right? So you might think when it says gachale, it means gachalim that are omemot. Omemot means that they are smoldering, they're going out. They're not whispering coals that have a little bit of flames popping up now and then. So they're hot coals. You might think that is good enough. Talmud lomar H. Ah, suppose that it only said H and not gachale H. E-H, you might think that has to be an open flame. Yoko shall have it. Talmud lomar gachale. Put the two together and what do you get? You get coals that are lochashot, whispering coals that have little flames on them. That's what the Kohen is supposed to be taking. Now, what does that tell you? To me, I mean, that tells me that if you have just the word gachale, then it's just the word H, that you cannot use coals. You'd have to use a shal habit, right? But first of all, okay, understand. The brayta doesn't seem to make sense, even mineube. I'll go for kash. I mean, first you say, if it would have said gachale, I would have thought that that would mean omemot, which would mean that had I had gechalim that were lo hashot, that would be fine, right? That would be H. And then you turn around and you say, ah, but if it's an esh, it would have to be an open flame. Yochel shall have it. Talmud lomar gachale. In which case, that would have mean that even lo kashot, where there is a little bit of a flame, they're whispering coals, it's still love esh nino. I'd explain that. I'm refusing. Look, you're not getting what the Tana is saying. The Tana is simply saying like this. Gachale. Gachale would have meant any type of coal, whether it's omemot or lo hashot. Therefore, it says the Torah Eish, which, together with gachale, certainly would include the actual lo hashot. But had it only said Eish, I would have thought it doesn't include gachale. It means a shalhebet. Therefore, it says gachale Eish. Put the two together, and what do you get? Okay, tzad. Mevi min lo hashot. Okay, that's the meaning of the braita. Now, the implications, however, are that had it not said H, that Gichalim, had not said Gichalim, we would have said H, it would have meant the Shalhebet, not Gichalim. So how could Rav Rebbe say that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, where it does say Eish, and only Eish, and it has to be Davka Tzli Eish, how could kol be called Tzli Eish without a ribui of Gehoi? Kashel Rebbe. Omar Abaye, the correct way of understanding the drasha in the Braita is like this, not exactly the way you said it. Tritzachim, if it had said Gachale, says the Tanya, Gachale, Gachale would have meant Dafka, do not use an open flame, and don't even use a coal that is whispering, because that's already an open flame. So if the Torah wants you to take Gechalim, it means you'd have to take coals that are already smoldering down, and you don't have flame in it. I don't know, what is the word in English? Not smoldering.
Not embers.
Smolders. Embers are smaller.
But and the fire is on its way out?
Yeah. It's already
white
done.
Coals.
Yeah, white, well, yeah. It will be on.
Towards the hot.
There's a word for it. There's whispering coals, there's smoldering coals. What? There are other words for coals that imply already, they're already on their way out, but I can't remember the word.
Some dying coals?
Sometimes there's dying. All right, but anyway, on Mamot. You might think that the Torah B'Davka doesn't want any flame there. And this is what Rebbe is. Rebbe is saying, look, if it would be Lo Chashot, that's already real fire. And that's my case, where you're cooking your lamb chops for the Korban Pesach on Gecholim, there Lo Chashot, that's fire. If it wouldn't have said fire, it would have just said Gecholim, it would have said you're not allowed to use those kind of coals. And that for some reason the Torah doesn't want the Ketoret to be burnt quickly, and it just wants it sitting there on hot coals and no flames. That's the point of the drasha. So there I would have thought you're not allowed to use Lo Chashot. Talmud Lomar Eish. Ah, had it said Eish, I would have said, according to Rebbe, well, if it's Eish, you could be Yotze even with a pure flame without any coals, which someone's going to ask, how could you do that? Now you might think you could just bring a Shalhevet. Don't bring coal. Therefore, I might have been Yotze even with a Shalhevet if I want. I see, Ratzah, Shalhevet Yavi, Ratzah, Gachelet Yavi, Talmud Lomar Gachelet, no, you must bring coals. Ketzad Bevi Min HaLo Chashot, which fits in beautifully according to Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, the Lo Chashot really are Eish. Oh my Rabbi, what did you say? That if I want to, I can bring coals. If I don't want to, I can just bring the flame. That's a darn good trick. How do you bring a flame without coals? How would you get a flame without a coal to carry the flame? What do you mean? You never watched the Shiva Bokhrim at a wedding. What do? They take their hat.
Rav Yaakov Kleiman decades.
Decades? You never watched Rav Yaakov Kleiman at a wedding?
That's it to the kids of it.
Yeah.
You pour lighter fluid into your hat.
Benzene, not lighter fluid.
Benzene, thank you. Mashka. Benzene. Then you light the hat. You go dancing around and behold, the hat is untouched, just like Moshe Rabbeinu's bush. And you dance around with the flames pouring out of your hat. So why can't you do that for the... Basically, it's what they do in the restaurants all the time. They make pretend that they're having... Yeah, and it's all a fake-out job.
What's that dessert thing with the brandy?
They're not burning anything. It's marshmallows. Just shall have it. All right. So that's what it means. So it's like you go into Shafya Lamana Mashka, you put a little benzene on your head, Viatle Benura. Oh, says the Gemara, for heaven's sakes, how could it mean that? I need a pussy to tell me not to do that. That is so low class that if you tried doing that in front of a Melech Bas of Adam, he'd have your head. Hashlefe Melech Bas of Adam. Can you imagine bringing in a phony, the chef comes in and poof, and the king says, very impressive, poof.
On the other hand, you could bring an army surplus flamethrower. That might be impressive.
Yeah. They tried that last night in the airport.
What?
Had to close down all airport.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't need a plus for such a thing. If they melech mafeyam lochim, there's a havamina that I would do such nonsense when it comes to the ketoret. I don't need a plus for that. So that can't be the way to explain. Okay, Elam Arava, here's how to explain the Braita, and it still works out perfectly well according to Rebbe. Tritzachi, gachale. You might think gachale means only omamot. There shouldn't be any flames left at all. The lolo hasho, Talmud lomar eish. Eish, not like you said that you have a choice, but eish, you might think that you would have to bring half gachalot and half shalhevet. Meaning, You light the fire. These are coals that just got lit. When it just lights, your barbecue first has actual flames on it because the coal is not yet entirely a heated coal. It hasn't turned white yet. You know, you have to wait until you get to that point. Now, I understand it's not the way to burn the Ketoret. But what I would have thought was that I could first take an early stage of barbecue coals, put them into the Machata. By the time I make my way into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, I'll have the type of coals that the Torah wants, and that would be okay. So Yochel Yavi Mechta Gachal and Mechta Shal Hevet and Ada Ayah Legavai. By the time I get inside, I will have finished up all the lighter fluid, you know, and the whole thing would now be burning properly, and it would be okay. And Avi Kulei Gachal. Talmud Lamar. Therefore, comes one there to teach me at the time that the Kohen takes the Machata, it has to be proper. V'Lakach Melo Machata Gachal Yishmal Mesbeach. It has to be Mishaat Kicha. I want the correct type of Gechalim. And now, as we repeat every single time, we use the word omemot all over Shas, we check our pronunciation. Iboilohu, is that pronounced omemot, or is it pronounced omemot? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a pasuk. Harazim lo amamu began Elohim, they do not dim. Dim is obviously the same word as Gechalim, Omemot, dimming coals, which is clearly with an ayin and not with an aleph. That's the answer to your remnants. Not with an aleph. Angel in the Pesach, Limashpud Vaskila, and then you go right on to say, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Tzadok, Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel, that's a Maaseh Listor. And then comes on Rabbi Tzadok, says, yes, indeed. If you hold Yeshiv Achetzi Bepad, which is Rebbe, so the Divriya Oserbahu, Omarle, well then it would be Mutter. Omarle, ha ha! I knew you would say that. Om Rav Chinen Saba, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Tanur Shiziko, Vigorafo, Vitzalaba, Tapesach, Ein Zet Sliyesh, Shinema Sliyesh, Sliyesh, Tepi Amim. Now, it's only because time to go to Rachmana Tzvich Tzvich Tepamim, right? But Allah go to Rachmana, what would I have said? I would have said that too is Shliesh. Omale, well, fine. Goli Rachmana there by the Korban Pesach. Atamen, we learn out. Kolaterakul, like the Klipe Arlo problem. Or, Vibay Tema, there's nothing to do with it. Hatam time to Kod Rachmana Tzliyesh Tepamim, and had it not done so, look at the Rachmana Tzliyesh Tepamim, I would have said, look, Teres Mak, Eish. Eish Kapit Rachmana. What's the difference if you're Gorev? It's also Eish. Avalacha, where the Isser is not anything to do with the energy, the Isser is on the Eitzim. Eitzim Disura, Kapit Rachmana. Do you see any Eitzim Disura? No. Who's to say Eitzim become the energy in the Tanur? It's crazy. Tan Rabban. Chatachov in a Tanoa Gabe Gechalim. Rebbe Omer, lamb chops is a perfect way to eat your Karbuk Pesach. Omer ani shezet sli eish. Rami le revakta voy bar ami lo revchista. Mi amar rab, rabbi, kechalim ar eish ninu, vraminu michvat eish, en le ala shenichva be eish, nechva be gachelet beremetz besidroteach, be givzis roteach, vechol davar abba min haor, even la asuye chamea or minayin, Tamalon Mikva Mikva Riba. Time other Rabbi Rahman Mikva Mikva. Hello, Rabbi Rahman Mikva Mikva Gihalim Lavish Nino. Omarle. Well, nah. Gachelachel AIDS, is that what we're talking about over here? For sure, that's like Rebbe, and that's a straight out fire. Lo Itzrik Krala Rabuye. We're talking about a burning hot coal of metal, heated in a fire. And there I need a Riba, that's called AIDS. Wait, are you now saying that Gechalim Shel Matechet is not called Eish? How do we use boiling hot lead for a Bat Kohen if Matechet boiled is not Eish? V'gavi Bat Kohen, d'chti Beish Yisarev, v'yomer av matam betila shel avar, ayo asim la? Yes, but that's because we have a Rebo in the Posek. D'yom bakrav be'eish tisarev. The word tisarev is rabot kosrefot abot min ha'eish. Koshiken Eish atzma then, says the Gemara. So why don't we just surround her with Chavilei Zmurot and do an old Joan of Arc kind of thing? Well, because that is Sreifa Sreifa Bnei Aharon. And just like over there, Sreifat Nishama V'Guf Kayam, Afkan Sreifat Nishama V'Guf Kayam. Okay, so just use some hot, you know, the old Starbucks issue, you know, where you get sued by having hot coffee. Yeah, why not use hot Starbucks coffee for Sreifat Bat Kohen? And, you know, that way you could be Bekayim Ve'Aftal Recha Kamocha too, because it's Starbucks. So, V'Navila Chamei Ha'ul, Mishundar Nachman, the Omer of Nachman of Makra, V'Aftal Recha Kamocha, Brorlo Mita Yafa, from which we can clearly see that even hot Starbucks is not called a mita yafa. V'chimiyach the ikar of Nachman. Why do I need the gzereshava for bnei Aharon normally? Amri, if you wouldn't have the gzereshava, I might have thought that that's bechlal not called sreifa. Sreifat neshama v'guf kayam. That's called sreifa. Komash v'lan sreifa sreifa bnei Aharon. I mean, what about Reb Nachman? So Reb Nachman says, give her a good death means make the bonfire very hot. Nefushlach havilei zmurot tuva, don't roast her slowly. Ki echi detamut ba'agala, kamash melanda. No, actually, you can use internal burning. What? So then what do I need the beish for at all? So beish lamali? Ah, because I need to know the source of the heat. Source of the heat has to be chemical fire, not radioactivity. So lafuki avar mikaro, you're not yotze. It means anything that comes minaur. Is that true, Bachmatesh? What about the Purim on Israfiv? Over there it also says both the Lashon of Srefa and the Lashon of Esh. This is Ravat Alaitzim Be'esh. And yet from there we learn you must use Esh and not something that was heated by the Esh. Lo besidroteach, lo begiv sisroteach. I'm like, what kind of silly... And then it adds tisaref as an extension. And that's marbe kol srifot about machmatesh. But here you start off by saying v'saraf aleitzim. Then you say ba'esh lebasof. So then lebasof esh comes tummy only esh lememadeshim miyachminelo. Ask the Gemara, but all the way at the end of that pasuk it also mentions al hadesh, and it says specifically again yisarev tichtiv al shefach hadesh and yisarev. No, that Yisaref is coming to expand the din of Shefach HaDeshen, not expand the din of the Eish. So, Umiboyle Lekiretanya, Yisaref Afal Pisha Ein Shab Deshen, nonetheless Yisaref. And Yisaref Afal Pisha Yitzita Ul Berubo, keep burning, Ravina Amar. Vina said that the whole Kasha wasn't the Kasha. The Mikvah, they put it together. Don't is that talking about gechalim of metal? The way to read it in the first place is Torah says michvat eish, says the Braita. Ein li ela shenichva be'eish ubegachelet kama. Nichva beremet besidroteach begivsidroteach bechol davar haba machmat haor latuyecha me'aor minayin. Which means the kachelet up front was included together with Eish, just like Rebbe said. Rava Rami, mi amar Rebbe gechalim ikru Eish, Ramini, gechalei Eish by the din of the Ketoret. So there we darshan that it means like this. Gechalei Eish, come to tell me. Yochol omemot. Had it just said gichalim, tamal omer eish. And if it would have said eish, I would have said yedafka need an open flame. Tamal omer gichalim. Hakeit said mevi mina lo chashot. First of all, I know we need to clarify the meaning of the braita because it strikes you as internally contradictory. I mean, I'll go for kash. First say gichalim. You say yochol omemot. Why dafka omemot? I mean, that implies that lo chashot are called eish. But wait, then you go on to read Emesefa. E-H, you might think that that means dafkan open flame and not gachalim at all. Talmud Omer gachalei, which implies that even lo chashot are not H. So for that, Rav Sheshes explains that what it means is this. Gachalei would have meant I have my choice. Bein omamot, bein lo chashot, Talmud Lomar H. Now, if it would have said Eish, you might think it means only an open fire. Shall have it. No, Gechalim, Tabdom, and Gachale. Okay, it's a mevi min aloha shot. So, but meanwhile, what do you see from there? That Gechalim are not called Eish, because you might have to bring an open fire. So that's a kashal already. Omar Abaye, it's very simple to talk. Gachale, Yochalom Amot, only. Which means you can bring coal. E-age, Yochol, you could even, if you want to, just bring an open fire and not get chalim. So Yochol, Shalavit Yavi, Ratzah, Gachalat Yavi, Talmud Lomar, Gachalay. Okay, it's a Mevi Min Aloch HaShor, which is completely consistent with Rebbe. Oh, my Rabbi, what are you talking about? Ratzah, Gachalat Yavi, Ratzah, Shalavit Yavi. How could you bring a Shalavit without a Gachalat? Hechemesh Gachatla? Well, what do you mean? They're like, you know, dancing kids at the fire. Shaf Yolam HaNamashka V'Atle Be'Nura. I don't need a pasuk to tell me not to do that. That's outrageously low class. Hashem Melech Basav Adamin Asim Kain Lifnei Chatan Bechupato. Sorry. Lifnei Melech Malchem Lachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lo Kol Shekain Ela Amarava Tritzachi Gachale Yochol Only Omamot V'Lo Lo Chashot Tamud Omar Eish E Eish. You might think you bring the newly lit coals that are meanwhile have big flame there. So Yochol Yavi Mechetzah Gachale Mechetzah Shalevet. And rely on the fact that the ayah, the gavoi, it'll all be ready to be done right. It'll be kulei gachalat. Talmud lomar v'lakach melo amachat agach le'esh v'al v'zbeah. Which means, misha'at l'kicha, it already has to be nice, and yet it should be gechalim at that point. By the way, Iboilu, how do we pronounce that? Omamot or omamot? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, harazim lo amamu began Elohim.